Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and again, we're here to do a lot of healings with everyone, and they're instantaneous. The Light Shift will do this for you, and if you're new to the program, the Light Shift is not 3D like, you know, UFO that people spot in the skies. They work multidimensionally throughout time, and we do go to the Light Shift on my special conference calls Mondays and Fridays. You're actually up there physically on the Light Shift, so... What we'll do now is just do some entity clearing for everyone. And the Light Shift comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. And this is the way that the light can clear out the darkness out of its creation. So the darkness continues to want to come in to regain territory here. And this is the reason why the planet is the way it is right now, is because we have a lot of darkness here. And the light only works in the now. So if you can remember that, whatever is not in the now is not of the light, because it can't be, because the light does not have any predictions. Everything is free choice, free will. And that way, if they did have predictions like this, then you would not have free choice. So you have to kind of remember that, that the light's only in the now. Everything outside of the now is our mind control that's off our planet here, being beamed to us, controlling our bodies through this consciousness. And it's like a dark side consciousness. And you all know all about your astrological chart. We've been talking about that in the last maybe couple of weeks here. And, you know, you get your natal chart out, and you can see, you know, what kind of is in store for you, what sign you're born under, what planets are courted you and recording you and taking away your life force energy. And then also these courtings sort of infiltrate you and do mind control on you. So when you start looking at it that way, it's not necessarily a tool to be used. It's kind of like an icky thing that you go, God, how did I get wrapped up in this crap? And that's just the way it is here. You know, it's I won't go into the Galactic Federation, but anyway, they should be helping us out to eliminate this stuff here. So here we go. We're going to do our first healing. This is entities being released from everyone. So there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. So we'll just start to clear them away from you here. And we had a wonderful time in New York. We're back now here in California, and it's just wonderful. I wish I would have been in New York a little bit longer here, because it was just a very wonderful time and experience being back there. So here we go. This entity is leaving. You just want to do entities from the waist on down. This will be in your legs, you know, feet, toes, ankles. You might want to just take note on how your body's feeling, how you're sensing the energy. And you may feel a change instantly as these entities start to be released from you. And here we go. We're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body right now in this location. So again, we have to clear this negativity off of your spirit. Your spirit collects this, and when it gets too ingrained, too much judgment, it has to leave. So remember, your spirit only works in love energy. Anything that's not of love, which is judgment, our emotional self, we'll say, negative imprintings are what the spirit cannot resonate with, so it has to leave. So if you think a bad thought or do something that isn't in love energy, chances are your spirit may not be with you during this process. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you into your body from your hips on down. So I'll count to 10 to command the energy into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And bringing more of you in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go your above the hips. Up to your shoulders here, same process. We're clearing entities right now. And they're starting to leave. And again, we're going to bring in more of your spirit energy here. So we're kind of speeding things up here. The show goes by really quickly here. So here we go, bringing more of you back into your body from your hips up to your neck. So count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to go from above your head here, top of your head down to your neck. And looking wonderful, taking energies away from you right now. And it's starting to leave. You might feel a change in your body. And doing some more releasing here. There we go. More is coming away from you. Quite a bit there. Interesting. Get these things out of your head. There we go. Okay. Bringing more of your spirit to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do a chakra balancing here. So we're going to go to your heart chakra first. Chakra number 4. Reposition that in your energy field right now. Okay. There we go. Perfect. Now we're going to go to your throat chakra, number 5. Move that around a little bit here. Perfect. And now we're going to go up to your third eye, number 6. Good. Okay, now we're going back down below the heart. Solar plex energy, power chakra. And that needs some work with some of you here, so let's move that around a little bit. Good. Perfect. Okay, second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Perfect. Okay. Now we'll do an opening. So I'll use the word spin. We'll go body width with your chakras so you can have a lot more energy in your body flowing for healing. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 open. And move up to your throat. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 spin. Perfect, open. And now third eye. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 open. Going down to your power chakra. Below the heart. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 spin. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going down to your second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. Good. Okay, we can energize the light beam. So if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Shift Healing. And then scroll down a little ways here. Maybe inch and a half on your scroll bar. And you see this beautiful light beam there. It's underneath the blinking flower. And if you wish to get on the fast chat, just underneath her, you're going to see BBS fast chat. If you mouse over that, it'll change colors. It's very bright. It's kind of a yellowish green on my monitor here. And you can click on that if you want to communicate with us. So look at the beautiful light beam now. We're going to bring in her divine energies here. And here she's starting now. Just watch your monitor, and you just see her do some beautiful healing work during this whole show here. And her eyes normally become a little more intense. And she's smiling right now. She has that glow of smiling at me. Happens instantly. And her face now is actually coming forward in my monitor screen, becoming more three-dimensional. And I feel the beautiful white light energy being connected to me, eye-to-eye contact, and also into the heart center. There we go. So we're activating her now. You can, if you wish, put your hand in front of the monitor screen, maybe about a foot away, and you might feel her presence as she projects her energy into your room, and you're going to actually feel it on your palm chakra. So you might want to just move your hand back and forth, up and down maybe. Okay, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here, and welcome, everyone. We are talking this week about one of our favorite topics, and that is reclaiming spiritual wholeness, which is really what we're doing here, is reclaiming our identity and coming into wholeness. So today we're going to talk about soul retrieval. We're going to talk about how spirit fragments leave us and what we can do to reclaim them. So we've had some wonderful questions about that from listeners. Thank you for sending them in. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But I want to just briefly mention also what we're going to talk about for the rest of the week, so you can look forward to that and mark it on your calendar. So Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, we're going to talk about twin flame connections. That's a wonderful topic, and we always get a lot of questions about it. It's something different than what's meant by a soulmate, so you can learn all about that on Wednesday and also have some wonderful healings with the Creation Lightship. On Friday, we're on at 9 p.m. Pacific, and we're going to talk about parallel lives. And we're going to discuss them in relationship to becoming whole and complete and self-empowered. So if you haven't heard that before, or even if you have heard about parallel lives before, you're sure to get some new wonderful information from Ron about parallel lives, and also we'll ask the wonderful light beings from the Creation Lightship to help us with clearing out some of the parallel lives that we have. And then finally, Saturday night, our program is on at 9 p.m. Pacific, and we are going to discuss disconnecting from mind control and what mind control influences there are, and what we can do to kind of disconnect from various cordings and things that have affected us. And we'll also have a wonderful Creation Lightship trip. So we hope you can be with us for each one of those programs. And if you are able to get on the fast chat, I know some people can't, but they listen anyway. And if you can get on the fast chat, you can ask us your questions directly that way. If you can't, you can email to radio@creationlightship.com. That's radio@creationlightship.com. And that way we will get your questions and address as many of them as we can throughout the show. So that being said, we will get right into this topic. And Ron, I'll ask you if you could please describe to us what it is that causes fragments of our spirit to splinter off from us.
Okay. Well, when everybody's first born here, you're normally 100% in your body. And that's because you're not thinking and you're not actually judging anything. And then as you grow older and you start understanding things, then you start judging, which is kind of the way life is here. And then you're judging the divine because the divine doesn't judge. And that starts to cause a split with you, because now you're dealing with the mind energy versus your heart energy, which is who you were when you were born. You can also have part of you leave you when you're maybe crawling on the floor. Maybe you got stuck by a pin with having a diaper put on you, and that caused pain. And the pain is not related to at all by your spirit, because remember, your spirit is strictly love energy. Anything that's not in love, that's love-based, your spirit will tend to leave you. So in that moment of time of maybe 15 seconds of pain, those moments count up, and part of you keeps leaving and leaving and leaving and leaving, and you're a little bit less. And then also when you start doing maybe watching TV, possibly, start looking at things. We saw a young boy who was very, very, say, spiritual. I think he was probably about 3. And somehow he got introduced to the TV and also some videos that had to do with killing people and different robots doing this here. And we saw him again, you know, maybe months later. His personality completely changed, and now he's hitting things, stabbing things, you know, hitting people. And just by watching these programs, you know, part of him left, because the spirit does not wish to do that. So he all of a sudden now is picking up entities, and it's just very sad to see that, because he looked like a little Buddha child, you know, and now he's a regular standard kid. And anyway. That's kind of how you start to lose your identity of who you are. So basically, whenever you're in pain, when you get in judgment, when you get angry, when you get sad, any of these things, your spirit will not stay with you at some point. It'll be with you for a while, then all of a sudden they'll go, man, I can't live in this energy. Because remember, your spirit lives in your awakening consciousness. And this is what it's experiencing. It's there to help you with your thoughts, to project love energy to you, to work in the moment. So once you get into the thought energies, and you become judgmental, or you have problems, you know, with your energy itself, then at that point, you start to leave your body. And then once you leave, your spirit normally will not come back to you because it's been here, done that, and it's just too painful for it. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Did we answer enough of the question there?
Well, that's very good. So it's thinking and judgment, pain and anger, sadness, and things like that that cause the spirit fragments. And I guess the next question would be, where do those fragments go?
They could either go and stay around you. I have had people, it's really trippy to watch some people. Maybe twice a year I'll actually be walking along and I'll see somebody who has their spirit out of their body. And, you know, they're walking like a normal person would, but the spirit is like maybe 2 or 3 feet in front of them or behind them. It's quite interesting to see two different energies that are the same signature or frequency. One's invisible and one is a physical person. So your spirit could be on the outside of you, kind of wanting to come back in. Maybe it's afraid to because of the traumatic situation that it experienced. But I think normally it just takes off and it goes to wherever it's peaceful. And that could be even across the universe. So at that point, it's gone. And it could even be sucked into parallel lives by the dark side. And so, anyway, when you're not home, basically, who is? And so if you're not in your body, then you have entities that need a host to live on, and they come into you. So the main thing is, you know, to always do a spirit retrieval for yourself so that you can come back into your body. You have to call your spirit back to you. It's not going to come back on its own. And it must be healed and cleansed so that it can come back to you. Otherwise, it would come in with the traumas of its experiences, and you don't want to have that happen because at that point, these imperfections will be imprinted into your body.
All right, so I guess that is a great subject then. How can we call these spirit fragments back to ourselves and make sure that they come into us properly?
So your spirit coming back into your body will come in the way that it needs to. It knows how to come into your body. It's very intelligent. It's part of the divine, and it chose your body specially because this is the one that it wanted to come into. And so this is why you have only one spirit. And so what happens is you want to clear your spirit of the negativity that's around it or that it collected. Remember, it's like a sponge, and it will mimic you. So if you have maybe a sore back, it's going to have a sore back. If you have maybe a runny nose, it has a runny nose. If it has the flu, if you have the flu, it has the flu. So it's going to have everything that you have. Now, when it leaves you, at that point, you don't want to bring back a wounded spirit to yourself. Plus, it probably would not want to come back because it just can't. And it won't because it doesn't want to be here. A lot of people say, yeah, I just don't want to be here on this planet Earth. It's just too harsh for me. And that's probably, you know, what you're talking about is the physical life. Maybe your awakening conscience is saying that, but it's probably more of a regret from your spirit for being trapped here for tens of thousands of years. You know, just too hard to live here because it's just the way life is here by the dark side teachings of the Galactic Federation holding you hostage here and for them not helping us out. So, but anyway, you need to clear your spirit, cleanse it, call it back to you, which you can do. You can have your spirit inside of your heart center and go find, you know, have part of it go find the other parts of itself, and it will do that because it resonates with that perfectly. And then when you feel them building up around you as you're calling them back to you, and it could take maybe 5 or 10 seconds to do, then have the spirit get cleansed. So you want to have this cleansing process and then ask your spirit to come back into your body. You're actually commanding your spirit back in. So, remember, all healings are a command. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, the next question that I have is, do the emotional clearings that you do, is that also working with getting these spirit fragments back to a person?
In a sense, a little bit, yes. The emotional clearing, what it does, it clears out the energies that are in the way of having your spirit come back to you. So that's a separate clearing in itself. And so you want to always have your spirit come back to you after these clearings. So, yes, it prepares that. Because remember, your emotional body, which was designed to sample love, is now sampling, you know, traumatic situations. And, you know, what's going to happen to you next, how bad life is going to be the next day, what's going to, you know, give me a psychic attack, et cetera. So your emotional body is really overloaded with stuff. And the emotional body takes on the imprinting of what's happening in this lifetime, and it also takes on the imprinting of what your body has brought up from the body genetics from your past ancestors, which is basically judgment. So once you clear out your emotional body and it's put back into perfect harmony and balance, this is what I do with sessions with people on the emotional clearing, and this also clears your spirit so it can be whole and complete. And then at that point, your physical body is cleared, so you're really close to having wonderful healings because your spirit's a conduit and it has to be healed too. So you're actually not living in the past any longer. You're living in the present moment where spirit resides. So back to you, Sylvia. Let's say we have choppy sound on our fast chat here. So,
yeah, I think it's mainly been on my line. So if it doesn't correct soon, I'll just call BBS back and have them pick me up on a different line. So
I'll just talk here. I have a comment from Pat. It says, are you saying that the Galactic Federation is the dark side? Yeah, the Galactic Federation is not in the light 100%. They're about 40% in the light and about 60% darkness. And so, remember, the Galactic Federations are our UFO buddies out there, these flying saucers that people are seeing. It's only part of them. If you've ever been to different conferences, UFO conferences, conspiracy conferences, if you get out there to the different events that I've been to myself, promoting my work that I'm doing, you find out that about 80 to 85% of the sightings on this planet of UFOs are created on this planet. You go, wow, that's something. And then also what you're finding is that if they're created on this planet, then who is inside of there, you know, operating these UFOs? Well, it's people, humans from this planet too. So this people, they're assuming that this is the Galactic Federation from all these sightings, and it's not. It's actually, you know, earthly-made UFOs here buzzing around, and they just haven't bothered to maybe have the disclosure of these, stating that the governments on this planet are actually involved with making high-tech aircraft. And so we think that these are our space brothers. There are ones that are out there that are our space brothers, and they come in. And, you know, they can also be negative or positive. And typically what I look at is as above, so below. So if the Galactic Federation was in the light 100%, which is where the masters have come down through, attempting to teach us their divine teachings in the light, and that was basically, you know, askewed for most of them. At that point, if they were in the light, it would be wonderful teachings here, and we wouldn't have duality. So the Galactic Federation, yes, in their darkness, the dark side of the Galactic Federation, brought us gods outside of ourselves to pray to. You can look through history and see that, worshiping idols, etc., killing your own maybe family member, you know, to these gods, killing your animals, sacrifices, etc. You know, it just goes on and on and on, and that's what they did. Remember, the Galactic Federation, if they are working with the dark side, the ones that are, and I'm not saying that all of them are in the dark, but like as above, so below. So if it's peaceful here, it'll be peaceful there. And so they're allowing, condoning ET abductions, etc. I don't want to get into it to make the show very negative. I do talk about this quite a bit, but it, you know, I like the words from Jethro Tull and on the song Thick as a Brick. And the words are, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So I'm hoping that this is making you think here. So if the Galactic Federation, our spiritual overseers that are here to protect us, was in the light, it would be light down here. And, you know, everything that we have here in duality would vanish instantly. So that answers that question there, so. And I'm not a proponent of the Galactic Federation only because they're not in the light. Because if they were, then I'd be a proponent of them. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I'd like to ask a question that we had from a listener that emailed in. And their question is, if you had kind of an upset with someone or you got angry, you said some, you know, angry words, and then, of course, you knew that your spirit fragments would be leaving, and you want to fix that really fast, what can you do to just regain that back? Is there, like, an affirmation that can be said, or how would you make sure that that got fixed right away?
Okay. You're a little bit low in volume, Sylvia. I did hear you fine on my end, though. You might have somebody in fast chat say how they're feeling here, how your voice is. But basically, when you're in that situation, you have to get back into center before your spirit's going to come back to you. So if you're still angry, it's not going to come back regardless of what you do. So maybe during a confrontation, as your spirit fragments are leaving you, and there could be thousands of them leaving moment by moment by moment as they're looking out of your eyes and seeing where you are in your consciousness, and they're in fear and being imprinted with negativity, they're out of here. So when you finally get back into balance, maybe after your confrontation, then at that point you can call them back to you. And like I said before, you want to ask your spirit to go find its other parts. And it won't come back to you because it doesn't want to be in your body naturally, because it's already been there, done that, and that's not where it lives. It lives in love energy, not in hatred or anger. And so what you do then is ask your spirit then. Remember, everything that you do is working with your spirit. Nothing outside of yourself will ever help you. You have to remember that. You always have to go internally inside. This is your only spiritual protection, is to work with your spirit. Your spirit has to be the gateway to calling in the angels, you know, the masters, etc. Because there's many things out there that are going to come, you know, as imposters of the light, especially now with the ascension time coming. So you always want to ask your spirit to be at the doorway to bring this energy into you so you can get, you know, pure guidance. So once you do that, your spirit can do the healing on the fragrance and then command the parts of you back into your body. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, you mentioned that the emotional clearing can help with this, and I'm curious what other clearings that the light ship does that would help with this reclaiming the spirit fragment.
Yeah, I do basically probably three major clearings. I do a clearing that is emotional, which is this lifetime. I do a sensory clearing, which is past lives. Remember, these are all energies of judgment. And so your past lives that's stored in your body and your genetics is judgment energy. The gift of your ancestors passed on to you. Remember, you're like a walking judgment factory. That's why you're not in a light body. For the ascension, you have to clear out these energies to become a light body. So that's a separation between your physical body being an earthly body and being a light body, is that these densities are with you. It's very, very simple to me. If you look at it that way, it's a very easy way to have that concept. So you want to become a light body. So how do I get my spirit into my body to become light? Well, you have to get rid of the densities, the blockages, all the different pains and traumas and fears, etc., from your ancestors' belief systems out of you. So I do a sensory clearing after I do the emotional one. And then there are people who say, you know, this worked great for me, but I feel like, you know, somehow what's happened to me outside of this planet, Earth, has a problem on me, and I still feel kind of stuck. And that you know yourself, you know, when you go inward to find out. So I can do a clearing then of your whole lifetime experience from source energy to now. That normally takes two sessions. What I also do for getting you into your body more is I do a trauma body clearing. So if you've had a lot of trauma in your life, dramas and traumas, that may be necessary. And again, I do sample clearings, and if you don't feel much releasing from you, then you may not need it, okay? Not everything is needed. Although I have some people who want to have everything because they don't want to have any kind of stone unturned. They want to get this stuff out of them. Then I also do a pain body. If you've been in pain for quite a while, then the pain body might work too. Remember, these all hold densities. I do a mental clearing. I do a parallel life clearing. And that's the dark side's agenda there with artificial intelligence, artificial created Earth, and artificially created people, and your spirit just feels obligated to go into these because it's told to. And you could have, say, 200 to 500 parallel lights working right now, and your spirit's just going nuts trying to satisfy all these conditions. So I do many, many types of clearings. One that's really beneficial for a lot of people is the Immaculate Conception. And that clearing is when we clear your parents' mental and emotional energies 10 months before you're conceived. So some people, as I talk to them, they say, yeah, I think my parents were a druggie or something, or they drank a lot, and you know, I definitely was not conceived in love energy. They're probably both plastered, you know, and I popped out, you know, after the 9 months, and they're still alcoholics, you know, as of today. So what happens is that divine spark is kind of altered. So we clear away these energies from your two parents, and we go right through conception. At that point, the light chip is actually used to impregnate the sperm and the egg, and just it's just a wonderful experience. And I also do one kind of similar, but it's rewriting your history of your life as a baby. So as you're being formed in the womb, it can actually take the energies, and you can rewrite your history because your spirit is bringing up DNA that it needs, you know, in this lifetime that it wants to bring forth in talent. So if you're a little bit short on something, maybe you went to a different field that your spirit wasn't planning to do, but you don't have enough information. Maybe your talent isn't quite enough that you need, so you can actually reprint that and do a reprinting of your life energy so that you can have more information spiritually. And then also we go through and we can do the same process to like maybe physical body problems, where it can go through and rewrite your history again too upon your conception going back to birth as you're growing and learning how to be developed in the womb. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, can we do some samples, Ron, of some of these clearings so people can get an idea of what it's like?
Yeah, let's see here. We'll do the most important one is the emotional clearing. So here we go. We're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do one more year here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So just sit back and kind of sense your body right now. And, you know, if you've been on the show before, this is working now going back in time. So if you had this clearing done, say, 2 weeks ago or so, this is now working from that point to now. So you're having a lot more clearing being done to you. And you should be able to look at your life. You should be able to see that the energies that you've dealt with as far as traumas are very, very distant to you. You're going to still see the events. The light will never take away the experience because you're supposed to be a being to work with creativity and to have experiences throughout the universe. So they'll never take that away, but they will take away the traumas that's preventing your spirit to be fully in your body. And I'll do a sensory clearing here. This, again, is very similar, but it's for past lives. So this works two ways. Past lives are genetic past lives, number one. And number two, it's what body your spirit was in. So it also clears out your spirit energy too. Remember, most readers who read somebody and they say, well, I think you were like Cleopatra in a past life or something, you know, or some person, they're probably reading body genetics, not necessarily the actual spirit incarnation. Because remember, when you come in each lifetime, your spirit actually has, using the term kind of loosely here, a brainwashing to be here, and it's cleared out completely of all the trauma, so it can't come back in again. Otherwise, just like you have now with traumas, you probably would not want to be here anyway. So it has that clearing done so that it can come back in. So here's a sensory clearing. And we're going to start from the year 2000 to current. So 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear. And we'll go 1900 to 2000. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear. And 1800s, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear. 1700s, 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th clear, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st clear. And 1600s. That feels very heavy to me. There must be some people out there which have densities in the 1600s. Sixth clear, fifth clear. Yeah, I'm going to yawn here. Ugh. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. And 1500s. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. And we'll do another clearing here. I'll do an off-planet clearing for people. This I do once in a while. When I do this in a session, it takes normally 2 hour sessions to do at least. So here we go. I'm going to go back for each person here. We'll go to like your halfway between now and your conception time, okay? So that could be, you know, zillions of years. So we're going to do this here. We'll do 5 of these here. And this is off-planet incarnations. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I do about 300 of these clearings typically times 6. So this is just part of this here, just a little minuscule healing session here. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more time here. Number 3. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, number 4. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And number 5. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. There we go. I'll put some music on just temporarily here for a little bit. And just kind of sense and see how your body's responding to this clearing here from off-planet incarnations before you came here. See if you have any more energy. See if you feel a little more whole and complete, because your spirit can be wounded. And if it's never healed, it'll always be unhealed or wounded through all of its incarnations. A little different, I believe, now from these past 3 clearings here. So how are you doing, Sylvia?
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. And I'd like to pick up a couple more questions from the fast chat. We have a question from Ed, and he's wondering, so when we get our spirit fully in our body, why doesn't it stay that way? Why does it, you know, kind of go out again, even though we're telling it to stay?
Good question, Ed. I don't have an answer for that, but I'm working on it. I don't think we should ever leave our body at night. This is my gut reaction here, because this is where you go into a lot of parallel lives too. So I think the spirit has just been conditioned by the soul family here, by the dark side, to keep reincarnating naturally and to have karma, etc. And I think it just doesn't know, and we somehow have to be able to break that energy. And I'm working on that, you know, as we speak here, to help people get their bodies sealed and stuff. So the Lightship has given me information how to do that so that we can be whole and complete without having to deal with this the spirit leaving you, because it really should not leave you, because it's here to protect you. And again, when you're sleeping, you know, you're not conscious, so there's no reason to be with you, but I think it still needs to be with you, because there's only one life now. It's not multiple lives that it needs to live. It needs to be with you. So I hope that answers your question a little bit there. It's very hard for people to keep in their bodies all the time. And again, it's the densities that are preventing your spirit, you know, everybody's spirit, from integrating fully, you know, with them. So we have a question here. I guess we pushed some buttons here where somebody, I can't see it, but I think Pat was worrying about the Galactic Federation with the UFO sightings or something. Yeah, I didn't say the Federation is bringing UFO sightings to you, but they, most of these are UFOs from the, you know, made on the planet here. My concern is that the Galactic Federation is not holding spiritual integrity, and they're allowing these off-planet energies to connect to you. And, you know, like, you know, get out a newspaper every day, and there's going to be the, you know, the horoscope in there, and I just kind of change the word slightly, make it into horror, you know, add a couple more letters there, you know. And this is the programmed life pattern of you. And why should you be programmed? Well, that's the Federation allowing that, you see. And so it's just very sad, you know. People, you talk about mind control to people, and a lot of them, especially, you know, when I talk to people, I might get about maybe 20% who kind of understand it, maybe 1 or 2% really get it, and the rest are so mind controlled, it goes right over their head, and they don't even know what I was talking about. So what we'll do now is we'll bring in some energy. We only have a little bit of time left here. We'll bring in the energy to eliminate mind control for everyone here. So here we go. And I'll count to 10 here. The Lightship's going to bring in the energy to take away mind control, so you can have a much clearer thought here. And it'll last for about 15 minutes here. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. You're going to feel that your force field around you is being separated. Your body's going to be separated from everything around you physically. You'll be like in your own little safe bubble. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 there. So if you look at things, if you are psychic, you can look for energy cordings. And you should feel like you're separated from everything in your room right now, including EMFs. Remember, we're being bombarded by this electromagnetic radiation from your computer, from the AC wiring, you know, in your room, from cell phones, you know, from TV, radio signals. So it's very damaging to your body energetics. And I'll do another clearing here. We'll do a clearing of parallel lives. So we'll do three of these here. So what I would like you to do is to think about a physical problem that you're dealing with, okay? And what normally happens is that this physical condition could be brought to you by a parallel life. You could be perfectly healthy and then come up with some kind of weird, maybe bacterial infection or something, and that could be given to you by your spirit being wounded coming into you from this lifetime or lifetime. So just think of something that you want to have released from you, and here we go. So same process. We'll just call this life number one. Remember, there could be up to 500 of these typically. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Number two, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared? Boy, the first one's really negative. First cleared. Next life, number three. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. You might just see how this relates to you, how it feels. And remember, you could get a physical problem in your body because your spirit comes in imprinted with this condition. Remember I said your spirit carries to itself the imprinting of the body that it's in. And we know that this body has imprinting, and it mimics you, but what about these other 500 lifetimes, we'll say? It's going to be imprinted too. So the more you find out about this stuff, the more, you know, you realize that you're really, you know, it makes you want to, you know, almost throw up. But, you know, this prison planet here is awful. And that's why we keep talking about the Galactic Federation. Maybe they'll hear what I'm saying and come more into the light. It'd be wonderful if they would. Like I say, as above, so below. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, let's see. We have, on a positive note, we had a question about what do you think the white and different colored orbs that we are seeing are?
Well, I think they're energies. I believe they're probably from the Earth itself coming up. That's my reaction to that. I think they're terrestrial energies and not extraterrestrial. And so they're probably going to be doing their ascension time, and they're actually showing themselves to us as like little light beings. That's kind of my reaction to that. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and we have another question. Would it be possible to have a vision of a past life during a clearing such as the century clearing that you were doing a few moments ago?
Yes, of course, yeah. What happens is the clearings work so quickly that you might have a vision which will stay with you maybe for a half a minute or so, and then it's gone, or should be gone, or the trauma is taken away from it. So, yes, that is definitely possible. I have done people with the emotional clearing for this lifetime, and they actually see each year of their life and what they did, what they performed, wherever they were, go before them, just like your past life review that your spirit goes through. So, yes, that is definitely possible. So if you have that, you're very psychic, which is very nice, which means that you're pretty much in your body. Remember, if you're not in your body, you're not going to have any psychic abilities. And when you're in your body more, you're going to have probably lots of them. But I'm not saying that that's the only reason why you don't have psychic abilities, okay? But when you're definitely not in your body, it's not there at all. You have no psychic radar. Remember, your spirit's here to protect you, so it has to put out its own little force field, its little radar around you to check out what's happening to protect your body. Back to you, Sylvia.
So I guess to recap what we've been talking about today, so it's our thinking, the way our thought processes, our judgments, our emotional things like anger and sadness and whatnot that cause those fragments of our spirit to leave us. And then once they go, sometimes they get trapped in other parallel lives or places maybe far away across the universe. And it's our responsibility to get them back, bring them back to us, have them be cleansed, and get them into our bodies. And one of the problems with them leaving us is that if we're not home, who is? So once parts of our spirit leave us, that allows for space for these other entities and so on to come into us, and that creates other types of problems and so on, that, you know, become another issue for us to deal with or to heal. And we've talked about the light ship clearings and healings that can help to retrieve these soul fragments and to also help us with our emotional baggage so that our spirit can reside in the body because we aren't trying to force it into these lower, denser emotions and so on. So, let's see, I think we've covered the questions. We have Ed again on the fast chat. Maybe he missed your answer. He was asking, when you put us 100% into our body, why doesn't it stay that way even when we tell it to? Maybe you can just recap that one more time since it sounds like he missed your answer earlier.
Yeah, I'd say more than likely it's just more densities, you know, just more and more densities. It's, To me, it's just very sad that we have to do so much work to get into our bodies here. We weren't schooled here, for teachings to teach us to come back into our body with our spirit all the time. So we haven't been taught to clear out our densities. Remember, before Jesus came to do the ascension, teachings and healings, he had Buddha coming, 600 years before him. So, who came by the 600 years before now to do their spiritual teachings for us, to tell us that we need to, clean out our densities? I don't think anybody came, and that's the Galactic Federation's responsibility for spiritual hierarchy to do this here. So we're kind of like here trying to learn a lot and to do a lot with ourselves, but we have all these densities in us. And, all you can do is just keep working on yourself continuously to get rid of these energies, to get more whole in your body. So I guess the answer is it's just, it's difficult. I'll bring in the baby energy for everybody. So here it comes.
Wonderful. I was just going to ask that. That's great.
Yeah, so you will be 100% in your body with your baby energy now. So I'm going to count to 10. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I'll put some music on again and just kind of experience who you were when you were a baby, when you were completely whole and complete in your body before trauma set in. Wonderful love energy in your heart center. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, yeah, it's just it's such a great example of what we are all, working toward with all this clearing and the healing work that you're doing, to have that wonderful fullness of the heart and just in that complete non-judgmental loving space. It's just wonderful.
And remember, when you're first born, you're not dealing with issues. You're not really thinking too much. You're just learning how to live here. So that does not bring up the energy of cause and effect, we'll say, to bring forth your issues and what your body wants to heal in this lifetime. And then as you start moving around and become more conscious of living, then issues start to come up because your body wants to heal them. But when you're still very young, you still have that divine spark with you, almost 100% in your body. This is what we brought into you just now, so you can feel your own divinity. And like I said, the school of hard knocks here is what pops you out of your body. And it's just the way it is here and the way it works. And, we should be living in love energy and out of the mind, just living in the moment all the time, and we would not have the judgments that we're dealing with. But we're here to clean out the body, and so these things surface. And it keeps resurfacing until we actually deal with all of them and confront them. You have to know what they are to get rid of them typically, or just have the light ship work with you and they take them away instantly. So it's kind of up to you how you wish to heal yourself, but the way I see it, time is very short, so ascension time is coming here. So, Sylvia, back to you before we close here.
Well, I would just say that, you know, it does seem to be very simple, not easy, but simple to do. Just like you said, it's a continuous process of doing the work of you know, getting into our heart centers, going within for our guidance, getting into that place of, you know, the spirit where we're just in love energy and we're not judging and holding that there. So I hope you all can hold that energy with you from this beautiful healing tonight and from the light being that's on your screen. And until Wednesday, much love and light to all of you. We'll see you at 7 Pacific on Wednesday. Good night to all.
Good night, everybody.